Good morning, and thank you for joining us this morning. I'm really proud to be here today with local college and community leaders, as well as, in a happy surprise, leaders from across other colleges across our region. As well as some good colleagues from Saskatchewan who are joining us this morning. Right now, we are entering, we're in week four of the College Support Full-Time Member Strike to protect your work, to save jobs, and to ensure that students have the supports they need to succeed, not just today, but for generations to come. I'm a college worker myself. I'm a professor normally at George Brown College, and I can't be prouder of our members than I am in this moment for how we're standing up for the future of public community colleges in Ontario. OPSU-CEPO represents over 45,000 college workers in virtually every community across Ontario. The sad part of that number is before the layoffs, it was nearly 60. Our community college system, much like our union, connects us to one another. For generations, colleges have been the infrastructure around which we build our communities. They were founded on a principle of public access to affordable, local education that is responsive to the needs of our communities. But now, their founding vision is being replaced by a different, deeply concerning vision, a vision to privatize and sell off our colleges. A vision to make education about profit rather than about students. And the plan to make that vision a reality is well underway, particularly right here in Belleville. We have obtained copies of corporate audits of 10 Ontario colleges called efficiency reviews that were commissioned by the Ford government. These audits map out ways that colleges can cut costs, but at any cost. From outsourcing and offshoring jobs to automation to recommending further mergers and reckless cutbacks, they indicate the new vision for post-secondary college education. If it doesn't generate profit, it's not worth the investment. When we allow this kind of logic to go unchecked, it leads to moments exactly like this. Moments when colleges are defunded. Moments when services like Canada Post are dismantled. Services that are critical to small and rural and northern communities in particular. Moments when we fall out of step with making investments based on what our communities need instead of what makes money for some shareholder somewhere else. This government's biggest spending cuts have been in post-secondary education. They talk about putting $1.3 billion into the system, the highest level investment ever, which is kind of Trumpian in my opinion. But instead, what we see is the lowest per student funding of any college system across Canada. What we see are increasing mergers and closures and this idea that colleges should be turned into cost centers rather than investments in the future of students and our communities. So where exactly is the Ford government investing? Well, it appears to be a friends and family plan. Over the last several years, the Ford government has increased spending on private training by 800%. 800%. Recently, this private spending spree through the Skills Development Fund has come under fire. The Auditor General's report was damning, and rightly so, because more than half the time, qualified applicants are not getting the money. The lower scored applicants, who are scored by independent bureaucrats who are experts in the government, the ones who are scoring low to medium are getting the money, to the tune of nearly $500 million taxpayer dollars. Most of them are private companies or corporations. So why? This is the question we need to ask ourselves. In many cases, they hire lobbyists with ties to Doug Ford directly. At least $200 million in funding was awarded to clients of lobbying firms led by people like Doug Ford's former campaign manager, the Progressive Conservative Party candidate president, Ford's longtime right-hand man and former campaign chair, two former chiefs of staff to Michael Ford, the premier's nephew, and so on. I don't have to spell out to you how serious these findings are. And by our projections, the money that went to these lower scoring applications could have maintained all college workers in suspended programs for over a year. It could have bought time for the colleges to adjust to changing enrollment responsibly. Budgets and investments are political choices, and we can and we are demanding different political decisions to be made. We can also demand better from the leaders of our colleges. Recent decisions by Loyalist College President and CEO Mark Kirkpatrick paint an alarming pathway to privatization. Once public assets like campuses in our communities are sold off, we won't get them back. They become governed by whether they can make money for someone else, and under this agenda, none of us are any better off. Students won't get a better education, certainly not the kind that you or I would have had access to. Education does not get any cheaper under this model. Someone else makes a profit, but at our cost and our students and our community's cost. College presidents like Mark Kirkpatrick and this government need to tell us the truth about their plans for their community colleges. What they're speculating on is turning these things into private institutions and private universities, all the while starving the public system to make it seem like the only possible alternative. We can, however, folks, stop this agenda. Our communities deserve publicly funded, thriving colleges. More than that, each one of you who's been walking this line for 4 weeks deserves job security. You deserve to know that you are skilled labor in these colleges and they can't just hire some manager to do your job for you. Make no mistake, we know the colleges are falling apart inside because you are out here walking these lines. Your team is waiting in Toronto for the College Employer Council to come back to that table and start to bargain meaningful language around job security. We are this close to a deal when they walked away because they didn't want to have to deal with the fact that you deserve a good living, that you deserve the respect for what you provide to students, for your communities, for your college. You know that they can run without managers. What they need to realize is they can't run without you. Communities deserve publicly funded, thriving colleges, and as the public that they are meant to serve, we all deserve a say over their futures.